Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also after the supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sin. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The congregation may be seated. And communion can be received two ways today. The first is by remaining in your pew and taking out your communion package. And you can commune with me right at this moment. We'll let Joan grab hers. There we go. Let's take off the first seal to access the wafer. Take and eat. This is the true body of Jesus given for you. And then we'll take the second seal off to access the blood of Christ. Take and drink the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sin. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you steadfast in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Depart with peace. Jesus is your King. Amen.